The last 2 years, especially with my better half here, we started a very mental way of approaching the topic of health, and it opened like a box of Pandora. It was crazy. You do all these obvious things like making the right decisions, what to put in your fridge, and how to train, and then at some point you're realizing that all this woo-woo stuff you thought it is just so powerful, and it all starts in your head.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Podcast von Modern Work Life, der Podcast für Gesundheit am Arbeitsplatz.
Modern Work Life.
Talk about Couple Goals. Dominika und Miszczek sind ein echtes Powerpaar. Gemeinsam haben sie die Blue Zone gegründet und all ihr Wissen über ganzheitliche Gesundheit, Erfahrung und Leidenschaft reingesteckt. Warum Männer es sich manchmal etwas zu gemütlich machen, Frauen weniger auf ihr Aussehen achten sollten, wie man fastet, ohne hungrig zu sein und warum Laufen das neue Fahren ist, erfahrt ihr in dieser Folge. Vorab noch ein kleiner Hinweis: Weil Gesundheit auch gerne mal international ist, könnt ihr diese Folge auf Englisch genießen. Domi and Miszczek, welcome to the podcast of Modern Work Life. First episode in English, I'm excited. And before we get started, could you just introduce yourselves and maybe tell us a little bit about what health means to you?
Ladies first.
No, go ahead. I'd love to hear you first.
Okay, so my name is Miszczek. I'm 31, living also here in Hamburg, Germany. I studied food science, or in German, Ökotrophologie. That's my scientific background. Sports-wise, I'm coming from basketball, so always this connection between sports and nutrition was very, very obvious. And with time, with years of coaching, especially more and more a holistic approach showed up. So it was not enough to just eat well and train a lot and hard and intense. I had to think of regeneration, of recovering better, of sleeping better. The last 2 years, especially with my better half here, we started a very mental way of approaching the topic of health, and it opened like a box of Pandora. It was crazy. You do all these obvious things like making the right decisions, what to put in your fridge and how to train, and then at some point you're realizing that all this woo-woo stuff you thought it is just so powerful, and it all starts in your head. So this brings me to my approach, my idea of what actually health is, what you've been asking. It's a holistic approach of being one with yourself. And it's all starting with yourself inside of you, I think. And we are looking all the time for all this influences from the outside world and thinking of in what direction to go and who to follow and what to do. But it actually starts all with us. So what we are trying to achieve, or what is our philosophy, is a, first of all, happy and healthy life. And when we can arrange this, then we want to keep it as long as possible. So my goal, our goal, is to be 120. Our role models are somewhere the blue zones of the world. So we have these five incredible areas in the world where people achieve a very high quality of life for a very, very long time. And this is somewhere where the topic of health starts for us. So no super modern biohacking technologies, but thinking of what is our biorhythm, how can we get happy, what about social interactions, sunlight, grounding, these are the topics where it somewhere starts for us.
Great, that was very nicely said. So thank you very much for inviting us. My name is Dominika, I'm from Slovakia, I'm 29 years old. My past is completely different than Miszczek's. I was discovered as a model when I was 15, and it definitely let me evolve in a completely different direction. And I went through the high school and I studied the law, but halfway through, while finishing my bachelor's degree, I just realized that there is no way I'm interested in any of that. Meanwhile, I still traveled and worked as a model, and I had to go through many difficult times where I tried to experiment with my body to always fit a certain perception. Mainly that was very, I would not say unhealthy, but from the long time frame, not able to hold that certain shape or fit to someone else's thoughts of you. So I struggled and I had a lot of health issues, and I've been very lucky to meet my boyfriend right now. And we started to just meet and be very casual, but over time we realized we have a lot of passions together. And I start to learn from him a lot. He taught me the basics, and it was really hard to let go of my stubborn ideas of how I should look like, how I should eat, how I should sleep, what should I do. But I immersed myself to his knowledge, and he transformed my life immensely. And I realized that we share so much more than just a mutual attraction, and I really loved the way of life he had, and he was teaching other people. And I think for me, my whole perception of health changed at that time, because I realized that health is not the way you look and what other people think of you. The health is how you feel, that you feel vital and energized and excited for every day. And it's waking up, it's not dreadful. Even waking up early, it's not dreadful. You just have to be able to set yourself for correct regime, which really gonna benefit you over time, that you don't have to stick to the rules and the life as you see other people do, because you just have to find your own rhythm. And he just taught me that. So for me, the health is just to feel my best every day.
So now that I have the pleasure of having both of you here, do you think there's a difference between how men and women take care of their health? I'm really into health, and I'm trying to cook very healthy for my husband and get him healthy. But every time I'm away, he's turning into this like modern day caveman living off meat and beer. And it's like he's never heard of vegetables. I mean, what is that? What kind of fancy food? I feel like, especially with women, they are more focused on their health, or at least on their weight, or trying to work out. I mean, obviously you're coming from sports, you're very into health, but I think with like most of men, they're like, oh no, let's sit on the sofa. How do you perceive that?
So what I can tell you from really years, I mean, 9 years of coaching and working with very, very different, several types of people, I can tell that men approach health different than women, definitely. So women are more motivated, they are more prone to and dedicated to do things that make them, keep them healthier. I don't know, it's just a theory of mine that because women are, from a pure visual perspective, are so much more in the forefront and have to deal so much more with looking good, and yeah, you look good when you're also healthy, that it's just way more obvious for them. Mm-hmm. Men keep it simpler, easier, going a easier way. And you know, you have these two groups, and I think they are really dividing with gender. So men are more prone to come from pain. So with all the men I've been working, most of them had something happening in their life where really, in German we would say, der Mann mit dem Hammer, mm-hmm. Came. And I don't know, maybe they had their first stroke with 40. Or they had severe inflammation in their body going on because of a bad health, healthy lifestyle. And that was the moment where they started to change. So they're coming from that pain. Their motivation is not to get back to this very bad state. Women are more prone to health, and then they are more running towards pleasure. So they are already healthier, and we see it in epidemiology, so in all the studies, that women in general live healthier than men, but they want to be even healthier. So they're not running away from the pain, but they were running towards a even healthier style, even healthier lifestyle. So I think there is a difference. I wish I could, especially the men, like, catch them earlier and explain them that they don't have to get into this very bad pain state. But it's hard. It's really hard.
So Domi, I mean, obviously you coming from an industry where it's all about looks, how do you feel the pressure of being healthy as a woman? And I mean, like, shallow healthy, you know, as you said, like dieting and thinking, okay, that is good for my health, or if I'm having this and this number on the scale, then I'm healthy. So how do you perceive that, like the pressure of being healthy as a woman or looking good?
Definitely right now differently than I used to. When I was younger, I would never think of health as something I should be thinking of, because I thought, I'm young, I'm healthy, I just have to not eat sweets to fit the size, let's say, call it zero, or be able to do Paris Fashion Week or London Fashion Week. If I would going away from the desired weight or body shape, I just would go through rigorous diets. I would have like, I would drink teas, which are actually dehydrating you or make you go to the bathroom more often throughout the day. Or I would cut out completely carbs and make them my enemy. And what happened that I sustained that lifestyle and I cut out of the carbs without even realizing what it's going to have, what impact it will have on me and on my health from a long perspective. And I completely, for example, shut down my female menstruational cycle, which took a huge toll on my health over time, because my hormones got completely out of control and I struggled for like 2 to 3 years. My vital energy changed. I had a mood swing. So I think people sometimes make a huge mistake, or women, that they decide to change something in their life, but the decisions in their head are much easier to apply than decisions on your body. So I found that the women are like, okay, from now on I will be dieting and having this type of lifestyle, and they switch from day to day, and if they are persistent enough, they make so much change to their body that it's really not good. Right now I try to teach my friends and girls who are interested, or women who are interested, in my advice, that it's not really difficult to control your body. You can train your body as you can train a dog, honestly. You just have to keep routines and regime for your body. You need to fuel your body in the mostly same times during the day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You need to give enough rest to your body. You need to move your body. And as you repeat this from day to day, your body understands that can rely on you. So your body understands that you're not putting your body under the stress. So it doesn't need to store additional energy. Even you, if you get some additional energy because you go for a burger with your friends, your body will just utilize it and use it within the movement, which your body knows it's getting the next day. So it's very, very simple. And I find that women in this modern age, where the informations about the diets and lifestyles are bombarding you from every side, they think that they have to apply to their life the most ridiculous, most commercial, most sexiest routines to get the desired outcome for your health and for your physical desires. And I think it's just super simple, and this is how I perceive health, just doing things which feels right and listening to body and creating regimes and routines.
It's a good point that you mentioned the hormonal balance of, especially in women. I mean, men obviously have hormones too, but I feel like the older I get, the more I train my body to this hormonal cycle, because now I listen to my body and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm getting my period in the next few days, maybe I should rest a little bit more, do some yoga, and then after that I know, okay, I'm having my energy back and then I can start again. So I feel like that's a very important point, because and I also did a podcast on this with like an expert, and she said women are not listening to their bodies anymore, and they're like oh my God, I gained 3 kilos when you're only bloated because you're like in this and this phase in your cycle. So yeah, I think that's something we need to learn, especially as women, that it's like living with your hormones and giving the body the food and the rest and the exercise it needs in that moment. So, and I feel like since I've done that, I've gotten so much more energy out of that. So I'm like much more focused on that now than, oh my God, you need to work out now and you have to push or fit in that, I don't know, 20 minute HIIT training right now, even if you don't really feel like it. And now I'm like, okay, I don't feel like it. I guess my body doesn't want it right now. Maybe I just go for a walk and that's much better.
So smart. I will just real quick say from my own experience right now, I just went through our classical female cycle and I'm very active and I do my 10 to 15,000 steps a day because it's not like I will go and mentally be ready like now I'm going to walk for 2 hours. I just implement walk a lot in my life. We walked from our house here.
Yeah.
We try to walk most of the time and I do train every day because I like it and I sometimes I train harder, sometimes I train low intensity. And going through my cycle right now, for 2 days, I was like a zombie. Mm-hmm. The only thing I did, I just lay down and chilled because my body was tired. I couldn't find any motivation to do anything. I just made sure that I get enough water, food, and I walked a little bit. And I got bloated. My abs were gone. My muscle structure, I was a little bit puffy in the face. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. Just get through it. Don't punish yourself. Don't overthink. This is going to go away within 2 days.
Yeah.
It's completely normal.
Yeah.
And also my weight went up, but it also went down. It's totally fine.
I feel like we're much too focused on like every centimeter of our body. And oh my God, yesterday my stomach looked so thin. What happened overnight? And it's just like, okay, maybe you ate something salty or I don't know, it's your hormones or whatever. It doesn't matter. It will go away.
If it really feels bad, ladies, just blame it on our hormones. Just say, oh, yeah. It's hormones. It's hormones.
But also what you've mentioned that we get so much input for like diets, do low carb, do keto, do paleo, do whatever, don't eat at all. How do you find a good balance in that? How do you stay truly healthy? I mean, not only with nutrition, but also with exercise and mindset. So how do you find a good balance in that?
So I think it's about finding really the individual way of this health, because there is no one size fits all approach. And you mentioned when it comes to all the diets, to all the training regimes, there is no one perfect regime for this. But then we get into problems with our society where everything has to go so fast and we lose 6 kilos in 6 weeks. And we're not losing 3 kilos within the first 3 weeks and we are desperate and we want to try another diet to be because maybe this one gonna work better, and it's not working that way. So I think that as one species, there are certain guidelines where we all work on. So it's about when you just think from an evolutionary perspective, let's keep training first out of the equation. When it comes to moving, it's really your daily movement in your daily life. That should be like the base. We are not moving anymore. We are sitting on the couch. We are sitting in the car. We are sitting in front of the laptop in the office. So we have to start moving again in our daily life. This is when it comes to movement. Then when it comes to training, you already mentioned as women you work completely different also on a monthly schedule than men do, and so the training should be arranged around that hormonal cycle, definitely. When it comes to nutrition, it's the same way. We all need definitely the essential macronutrients, so protein and fat. Carbs are not bad, but we can question them how much we need and definitely what source. I'm not a fan. Our philosophy is not excluding any nutrients, any food. There are no bad foods per se. There is just a bad balance, maybe. And there are foods that won't bring me that good to my goals than others. But there's definitely no bad food and no good food just per se. So as long as I keep, I would say, like this overall guidelines in check. So I eat my proteins, I eat my veggies, I eat seasonal, regional, high quality, whole foods and not supermarket articles with a line of ingredients where I don't even know what half of it means. I think that's a good starting point. But then it's really about the individuals. So when I just think about us, we are both tall. We have both a very similar structure of our bodies. We have a very similar lifestyle. But when you look on the details of our daily lives, it's completely different. So I train completely different. I'm fasting. I'm having my last meal of the day around 4 or 5 o'clock. Domi's eating a big porridge at 9 o'clock in the evening. It works perfect for her. It works perfect for her. Her sleep is amazing. When I eat after 8 o'clock, I can tell you I'm gonna have a very, very bad night. So even though we apply the same overall guidelines, then in the detail, it really comes down to the individual. And there we just need time and have to listen to our bodies to get there and to understand the signals.
I just wanted to add one thing regarding the diet, because that's, I think with females, it's a little bit different. From my own experience, I went through many diets. I restricted meat, I restricted carbs, I restricted fat. All there is, I've tried. And that was just abuse of my body, because over time, you're going to crave that particular thing you stopped eating. And that's just going to bounce you back. That's the yo-yo effect, we all know. What I realized, I'm having Ben and Jerry's every other day.
On top of your
100
porridge.
Grams. No, after, as a dessert, after lunch. But I choose the low-calorie Ben and Jerry's. And I know that if I incorporate it in my diet, I don't really need too much, because I'm not craving it just because I'm not having it for a long time. I'll just satisfy the sweet tooth, and just because for my mental, I know that it's available to me anytime and I'm not restricting any foods, I stop having this urge and need to have it, because I can have it anytime. It's just the amount you have, and then have you been moving enough to being able to digest that energy. I just try to always think about the ratio he told me, energy in, energy out. You try to keep these two in balance. So I'm not gonna indulge on pizza or burger when I know that I didn't move the whole day and I was not active. But when I know that I had a normal day where I was running my errands, working out, or not even, just moving, I'm not really overthinking if I'm having burger for dinner or not, because I know that the energy I've used over day just gonna balance the energy in then from the foods.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that you can grant yourself foods sometimes. You know, when I'm feeling like eating something sweet, I have like a piece of dark chocolate or some ice cream, not the whole tub, but yeah, like a few spoons, and then it's all good. But as you already mentioned, it's because I keep like a really healthy diet which satisfies my body, so it doesn't crave the sugar, it doesn't crave the carbs. Obviously, we are so much into the topic, we know about our bodies, and we know what it wants, we know how to give it the fuel that it needs. But what about people that aren't into exercise, nutrition, mindset, that they never actually thought about it? I always feel like we're in such a privileged position. We, you know, we read about those topics, we care for them, but a lot of people don't. So maybe you could say something about how to actually get started, how to get to know your body a little better without stressing too much, without dieting.
I just say in this case, so obviously if someone's eating whatever comes to their mind and whatever comes to their plate and they're okay with it, then they probably will continue and never change anything. But if you find people who are eating like this and not really thinking, and they start to feel unhappy, they start to look at the mirror and what they see, it's just repulsing them, and they're like, I don't like what I see, this is not who I am, I don't want to look like this, I don't feel healthy, I cannot walk 2-3 you know, sets of stairs without getting out of my breath, and I'm not even 30, or I'm in my late 30s, I think this is the great way to start, to just sit down and think, what do you really want? And just set your priorities. Like, if it's your priority to be able to indulge on nasty food and chips in front of your TV every day, or you really want to feel vital and energized and healthy. And I think it just comes to very individual way of like that. Targeting this situation, you just really need to ask yourself, what do you want? And there is no need. Many people, even if they find out what they want and they answer this question, they buy the sports clothes, they buy the membership, mm-hmm. they completely throw out everything from the fridge and buy the special new food supplement. They're like, yeah, I'm from tomorrow, I'm doing everything mm-hmm. right. This is just so not working. They will burn out within like a week, like fire. Just for the fact that this is not sustainable, there should be implementing a little steps in your daily lifestyle, which makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel secure that you can do it. Just moving, that's first, drinking enough water, getting the sleep. These are the basics. And I would not even start with supplements or anything like restrictive diet, just starting with complete basics. And then when you feel comfortable in your new regime and routine, adding this, I would call like level up things like the membership in the gym or the supplements, or maybe trying to play a little bit with macros or getting different amount of carbs and different amount of proteins. Definitely little steps which you don't feel that they're really making you feel anxious about the change.
Yeah, that brings me actually to my coaching. So like I said, there are these two kind of people. Either you're running away from pain or you're running towards pleasure. And if your pain is not big enough, then there's no need first to change something, because you are not really suffering enough. And I don't know how many times I said this sentence to a client. You obviously, when the question came, like, yeah, Misha, but why I'm indulging still this? And my answer was, well, obviously you're not suffering enough. But my goal as a coach was always then on the other side, showing people with easy steps, with very, very easy steps, that they can feel so much better. The problem is that we are accepting a non-optimal status way too fast. It's so normal nowadays to have bloatings, to have problems with your digestion, to not sleep well. So I'm trying to explain people really that you can feel so much better. You can have so much more life quality. And it starts, like Domi already mentioned, with this very, very little step. So every client throughout the last 8 years had to start the day with the Kickstarter. That was like the start for everything. It's one of my biggest hacks, and it's so easy to implement. What you do is, after waking up, the first thing in the morning is drinking a big cup of water with a pinch of salt, half lemon or lime squeezed, and with 1 tablespoon of apple vinegar. And that's your start of the day. It's very simple. It doesn't cost you a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of work, but you can really change something. And I had clients who, after the first week, said like, Misha, I don't need my coffee anymore. I feel so awake. I feel so fresh in the morning. Well, it's obvious. Throughout the night, you're losing up to 2 liters of water through sweating and breathing. So you're just giving your body what it naturally desires. And this is a very simple thing. And then we are working our way up, like Domi said, level up from one hack to another. So people get this feeling of, hey, I have so much more life quality. I feel fitter. I feel healthier. So then they are starting. They don't have to wait for that pain, because they are already running towards the pleasure.
What I also think is that being healthy is always a long-term decision. As you said, it's not like buying like the super new sport clothes and going to the gym every day for a week and then, you know, I don't know, collapsing on the sofa and being like, oh, I can't do this the whole time. Yeah, what I think is really important is to implement small changes. Like you said, maybe take a walk, get out one station before you stop so you can walk the rest, or get in those steps, get in the hydration, especially. I feel like people don't drink enough. I'm always drinking. I always have a cup of water, so I really have to hydrate throughout the day a lot.
Something that you are able with this cup of water, just to set in your mind mind that this is like something you like train your brain that you're still sipping on something, and it's so much written hardly in your brain that once you don't have it, then your brain sends a signal, water, because you did it so many times.
Yeah.
And I also spoke to my friend about walking, and she's like, yeah, you speak about walking so much. Well, I can't walk. I have to drive to my work because it's really far away. And then I am there the whole day. When am I supposed to walk? When I have to come home, then I have my errands and whatever, kids and husband. I'm like, well, if it's really far away, then take a car, drive to work, and park 75% on the way, and then walk the rest of the 15-20 minutes, and there you're gonna get your walk. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but. I'm like, no, but. You really have to hack your environment to work it for you. You don't have to leave the car home and walk all the way. Just find the way where you can get your movement, but you still come home to work on time.
I feel like the more you implement those hacks, the more you get used to it.
And open to different things and think about things differently.
And see different things as well. Like, oh, maybe I could just, you know, walk there. Oh, right, I could do that. It's 30 minutes, but never mind, because I do it every day. That actually happened to me as well, because last year I injured my knee and I couldn't do any exercise or just like a little stretching. And then I took walks. I walked every day for like an hour. I was like, okay, if you can't get any exercise, you need to get out this energy. And I didn't gain 10 kilos because I got in my movement.
It's that simple.
It's really simple. Just walk. You actually talked about interval fasting. So could that also be a good start? I mean, you don't have to start with like 16 to 8 or anything, but maybe just say, okay, before you go to bed and after you wake up, maybe just don't have anything to eat for 2 hours, or start with an hour or something. So could that also be a start to like get into this healthy mindset?
Might help, yeah. I mean, when you think of diet, I think it's mainly a problem of the German language, because we connect diet with this 6-week restriction thing where we're trying to lose weight. When you already think in the German language, or also in my native and Polish language, diet means more lifestyle. And this is what actually how we should think about it. And what I like about fasting is, first of all, the fact that it's not restricting you in any food you can eat. And again, from a evolutionary perspective, it makes totally sense. So all the diets that are coming up all the time, they are based on some study, probably maybe just on some mice done, and there's no real evidence that it really works. When it comes to fasting, it's really highly, highly connected to our DNA. It's in our evolution. So we live in a world now for maybe 60, 70 years where we have 24/7 some food supply, and it's a problem because we take advantage of it and we eat all the time, so our body can never recover, never regenerate. It always has to produce enzymes, has to produce hormones. So and when you then think that 300,000 generations before, fasting or let's say restricting food for a certain time was completely normal. Because you only ate something when you hunted, gathered, collected. Then you probably ate all you got because there was no possibility to conserve it, to keep it for later. There have been no fridges. So it's totally normal. And I think that it might be pretty good for a lot of people to get, again, a better hormonal balance, especially when it comes to your hormones like insulin, leptin, ghrelin. So all the hormones that are controlling your hunger feelings. I think it makes sense to restrict your food supply for a certain time. Again, there I would divide by gender. So when I work with people, I start for men somewhere in a 14 to 16 hour window, including of course the sleep, the night. With women, because you are way more sensible when it comes to your hormones, I like to start with a more 12-hour window and really keep it easy and simple, and not thinking so much of, oh my gosh, I have to restrict myself for so many hours. In a lot of cases, it's maybe when you take the sleep away, it's maybe 2 hours where you're not eating right away. And it's good. It's okay to then feel also hunger, I think that's something a lot of people are missing nowadays. They think they are hungry, but actually brings us back to our point before, they are just thirsty, or they just have cravings because their body is so used to eat every 2 hours or to get something. I think a natural feeling of hunger, of realizing, hey, my body is really trying to tell me it needs some energy, is good. That's what a lot of people are missing. So I'm fasting or doing intermittent fasting for now over 8 years. I tried all common and non-common methods. I think I found for myself the best possible way. So I'm the last one who's trying to sell fasting as the one-size-fits-all thing. But I think that a lot of people would really benefit from it and definitely at least should try it.
Also, as you said, like a 12-hour window, including sleep, is really possible. It's not like you're starving.
I mean, you're stopping at 8 o'clock p.m. and you're then eating at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day. That's doable.
I don't know if you could call it interval fasting because it's just so natural to me now that I have like a 12 to 14 hour window.
I call it lazy girl fasting. 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah, and that's perfect for me, but it's not like, oh my God, I can't eat until I don't know what time. It's just like natural. I'm not hungry before that. But if I don't eat then I get really hungry. So it's like, okay, I know that at like, I don't know, 10 a.m. I'm hungry and then I need my breakfast. So that's like probably like a 14 hour window. So
I find that really just keeping your body I would say, let's call it healthy, but also keeping your weight under control, it's really just walk and keep the window in 12 to 14 hours for women, 14 to 16 for men, and you're really gonna see immense change on your weight. Like manageable, much more manageable.
It's actually pretty easy, as you said, just walk and stick to that window and you will see changes, and probably even more changes than running to the gym all the time or restricting yourself or cutting out carbs. I think that's really integratable into your daily life.
For example, question, how do I find motivation to exercise? Well, you become your own motivation because you see these changes from not really implementing much, and then you'd be like, oh, I like this. And maybe if I'm going to do a little more towards what I'm doing already right now, you become your own motivation to just get really healthier and get in the best shape ever or feel your best. So I think it's really, really simple. People just always find a way to make it more difficult for them. I have no idea why.
At the Blue Zone, you're really into holistic health. So what does that actually mean? What kind of areas are included into that, and how do I approach that?
So we defined in our philosophy and in our health platform, Blue Zone, defined 5 key areas that you as an individual can control, which means controlling and having the power over your own health. The problem is that we are just giving it to the food industry, to the influencers who are telling us make this diet or that diet, and we are not really controlling the process. And there's a lot that we can do. So these 5 key areas are your nutrition, your movement, your regeneration, where 2 main topics are falling under it. It's sleep and stress management. Then we have care. So everything that has to do with your skin as the biggest organ. Last but not least, your spirit, your soul and mind. And in these 5 key areas, you can really control. You can, we talked already about it. You can control your nutrition. You can decide what you're at the end gonna eat. You can manage your day in a way that you will get your steps. So how to approach it, how to get there. As our mantra, actually, it's really the beginning for us. And we mentioned 2 main key topics already, and the third, and this brings us to our mantra, is walk, breathe, hydrate. We have all these hacks and we are trying to go so much into detail right away and think of the supplements I should take and should I cut carbs or not. I mean, forget about it. It's really so simple to start walking. So we that's 1 key area, and we defined the 10K challenge, which we're promoting on Instagram a lot. So when it comes to your movement, start with 10,000 steps a day. And let's then think about training, but this should be the basis of your movement regime. Then we talk about hydrate, which is the entrance for your healthy nutrition, and the base for all life is water. So it starts with something so easy like water that implements the mentioned Kickstarter in the morning, and then just constantly drinking throughout the day. The third one is breathe, and breathing is, well, first of all, it's essential, otherwise we die. And it opens up the door to ourselves and to our stress management, because breathing and very conscious breathing, a nasal deep belly diaphragma breathing, is something that a lot of people are missing out, because we are in a very high pace, high performance society where everything has to be fast. Topics of stress and burnout are everywhere, and it's highly connected to so simple. I mean, we need the tools to fight against the stress, and it's something so easy like breathing. So we do something called box breathing every day, where you just focus on a very nasal deep belly breathing with four breathing cycles of breathing in, holding your breath, breathing out, waiting, and it starts again. Do this every day for 2 minutes. Do it right away in the morning to set yourself for the day. Do it before you go to sleep. Do it before you eat. And it will bring your nervous system a little bit away, step by step, from this constant fight or flight mode. So these are the three things where we starting this road trip. Mm-hmm. Walk, breathe, hydrate.
If you take those areas and just do some small changes that suit you, breathing, little more sleep, little more relaxation, good food, homemade meals. So I think that's all doable, and compared to like all those great diets that are always advertised, benefits your daily life so much more.
We repeat it over and over again, because it already sounds so simple that compared to all these fancy diets and programs, people might think like, I mean, come on, breathing, really? But yes, it's that simple. And when you do it in the long term, do these three things every day, and you will definitely have results.
It's difficult to also for people understand, because it's for free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to invest. Yeah. You have all the answers and all the gadgets you need within you. Yeah. And we're so used to being encouraged to buy something to help us, or to listen for pill. Pay for some service to that someone else will help us, and it's just all within us. And I also think that when it comes to holistic approach of your health, the key is to be mindful. So, you know, when I'm going to drink water, I drink enough and I think about it. When I'm gonna make a food choice for lunch or dinner, I'm gonna think what's gonna nourish my body. When I go to bathroom and I'm going to shower myself, I will think, I want to put on my skin a shower gel which has no chemicals, no parabens, no sulfates. When I'm going to cream my body, I'm going to think of a high quality cream which has no oil, palm oil, or anything which can penetrate to my endocrine system and really over a long period of time to damage. And then when I am creaming my face, I will massage the lymphatic drainage through the areas of my face. So I'll try to add that little percent, 1% additionally to everything I do, to make little extra thing. So be just mindful of what you're doing and do a little more in that area. I think that really works for me. Many people just want to, real quick, shower up, dry up, run. Just pay a little more attention, and there will be an outcome which will be very positive, I think, over time.
So thank you very much on your insights of the women and men health, and of course of your Blue Zone philosophy. I really enjoyed it. Just in the end, let the listeners know where they can find you if they want to know.
More about us, and definitely about our philosophy, will be on our homepage, thebluezone.com. .de, blue without E, so BLUZONE. And we are very active on Instagram under Enter the Blue Zone. And of course also Facebook. We just started yesterday with YouTube channel, recorded our first podcast, so we are opening a lot of channels. That's actually one of our goals, because it all starts with knowledge and we want to provide this knowledge to all the channels. But right now, I think the big best insight will be Instagram, right?
Yeah,
right, so the enter
most information.
Yeah, enter the blue zone.
Yeah, I will put in all the links in the bio, so they can find you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, das war's. Wenn euch die Folge gefallen hat, lasst mir gerne eine Bewertung oder einen Kommentar da. Oder ihr abonniert am besten gleich den ganzen Podcast. Und für eure tägliche Dosis Gesundheit am Arbeitsplatz schaut doch mal bei meinem Instagram-Kanal vorbei, modernworklife.de.
Modern Work Life.